This coming Wednesday, March 8th, is our next Lunch and Learn series, which features the Bryan Fire Department. So we have Lieutenant Baus here to talk about some things that have been happening within the fire department.
There
we go.
Kind
of give you a taste of what's to come next week.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to see you again. Good. What you got for us today?
Well, I thought I'd talk about some things that have happened in our department recently and just recap for anybody who doesn't already know. I'll start with a retirement that we had that was pretty monumental. Our assistant chief, Terry Barnett, retired after 38 years of service with the department, and he retired about the end of February. And then we promoted battalion chief to assistant chief, Joe Ondrasik, and he was promoted on February the 20th. So he is our new assistant chief of operations, and we wish Terry a happy retirement and Joe a fruitful career as a chief, and congratulations there. We had a special event this week in that we had a guest speaker come in and speak during our officers' development retreat. And Don Abbott, who was former assistant chief in Indianapolis and developed and coordinated the Phoenix Fire Department Command Training Center, came in and did a Project Mayday presentation. A lot of people aren't going to know what Mayday is. Mayday is when one of our own get in trouble. When we go out there to do the job, we know it's dangerous. We prepare for it. We train for it. We expect that we're going to do the operation, we're going to take care of business, we're going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, that doesn't work so well. And sometimes, once in a while, we get somebody in trouble. Somebody's down, somebody can't get out, somebody gets trapped, and we've got to go in and get them. And we've got to train on that, even though that doesn't happen very often. But unfortunately, it's happened enough, and the statistics they've built show large losses to our departments of people, of money, emotional effect. So through this Project Mayday, he's training fire departments about how to prevent this, how to support your personnel in a way that gets you through these kind of things. We've been through this ourselves. We lost Eric and Greg at the Knights of Columbus. We burned Mitch and Ricky badly in that fire. So we've been through needing to rescue our own. A lot of departments have not had to, and they need to know about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, we had over 150 firefighters from several different cities show up Tuesday at the event center and listen to this man talk about Project Mayday. And so we were really fortunate to be able to put that together. We thank Don Abbott for coming in and bringing that to us, and we love the opportunity we had to share with other departments, all the way from we had Galveston, Houston, Thrall, Belleville. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think which one was.
Well, let's move on to what the Lunch and Learn is going to be about.
Sure. So our Lunch and Learn is just going to feature different topics about the ins and outs of.
I'm very confused. Hang on. We'll do that in a minute. Okay. So what else you want to talk about before we move on? I thought the Lunch and Learn was fire related. That's okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So that was about it. Mm-hmm. Don Abbott's just a really great speaker, and it was great information. It was great to share it with other departments and try to help, minimize these kind of events, because they're really tragic and they really affect entire communities in a very negative way. And we just really want to reduce those down to the barest minimum. I mean, it's going to happen. It's a dangerous business, but we want to make sure that it is a absolute extreme rarity. So it was great to bring that forth. And now we'll go to Lunch and Learn for next week.
Sure. There we go. Okay. So if you're interested in registering for our Lunch and Learn next Wednesday, March 8th, from 12 to 1, you can do that online at bryantx.gov. There's a link on the homepage, but then you can also contact our city secretary's office at 209-5008. So this lunch and learn will feature the ins and outs of the department. So we'll talk about daily operations, just different aspects of being a firefighter, both on the ground versus from an administrative level. So you can see the different the mechanics of being a fire department.